Program transcribed earlier for presentation at this time. Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 18th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays told in relation to this expanding world in which we live. Tonight's play is titled History of a Mug.
He's poor, Mama.
Yes.
So much flour, so many people.
Sure, the whole world turned out.
He's poor, Mama. Look at her. Can't even cry no more, eh?
Yeah, sure he's tough. Yeah, he'd have gone a long way in this town. A long, long way.
Hey, Mrs. Joe.
Yeah.
How about the old lady?
The whole family.
Italian and Irish. What a combination. Ah, sure, tough on him losing Eddie. Right guy.
Yeah.
When you think of it, a couple of days ago, sitting right on top, and only a couple of hours off, all on the ground.
Yeah.
Ah, that's what's the matter with me. What I need is a drink and a treatment.
This is making me heart crying for losing a son like that.
It's God's will.
For 30 years, you raise a son, and in a day, he's gone.
She's got another.
Ah, she never amounts to nothing. This Edward was the blessing of the family. Look at the poor mother over there. So much hurt from her, she can't even cry. She must be remembering every day of his life. Poor Louise Mahon. To lose a son like that. To lose a son like that. Everybody look at me. I think I should cry. Everybody cry when somebody dies. You should cry when you lose a son. You should cry because you remember. What do I remember about you, Eddie? Why? I remember your first cry, Edward. I cried so much that night. Should I cry now? What else can I remember, Eduardo?
First talk. First walk. First hurt. First school. First fight. First trouble.
Trouble. Should I think of your first big trouble, Eduardo? Will that make me cry for you? How old were you? 16. Yes. 16. 16 years ago. A day just like this. It was home, remember. It was Papa. Everybody come to see you. So cold.
Are you all right, Ma?
What did you say, Fabiana?
Are you all right?
Oh, sure. He's going to come here, huh?
He'll get here, Ma. You know how Eddie is.
He should be here.
Well, gosh, Ma, what do you expect? He'd like Eddie part dying so suddenly.
You know how it's me, Fabiana.
He'll get here, Ma. Gee, will you look at the crowd?
Everybody likes your pop.
Yeah, you're awful brave, Ma.
Brave? What is brave? Your papa lived. He was good. He died quick without hurt from the trouble in his heart. So now he likes always he wants. We give him best funeral, biggest funeral. Just like he wants.
Ma, now look at Eddie.
Huh?
Eddie, I told you, get here.
Eduardo.
Hello, Ma. Can I talk to you?
Eduardo, it's no right to be late at this time.
Ed, where you been?
Ma, listen, I gotta talk to you. It's important.
importante. What could be more important than your papa?
Don't waste time, believe me.
Eddie, you're out of your head. Everything's looking...
All right, Fabiano. Come, Eduardo, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You too, Fabiano. So, what is important?
Mark, I gotta have some dough.
Ed, not now. You...
Fabiano, let him say what he wants.
Mark, can you give me some dough right away? Say $100.
Mark, it's crazy.
No, Mark, honest, I mean it. I gotta get out of town right away.
What are you talking?
Out of town. It's important, Mark. Believe me, I'll get the dough back to you.
Put... Teddy, what you do?
I just want to get out of town.
Tell me, Eduardo, tell me. Tell me, tell me. And so I say that, Eduardo. 16 years ago, I said to you, tell me. I wait. And then I listen to what you say.
You've got to listen to me, Ma.
I don't know. And then, remember, he come in and door. A priest.
Now, listen to me, Ma. I'm tired of school. I had enough school anyway. You.
Oh. You will forgive me for intruding, Mrs. Mahone. This is an unfortunate time for you. But I have no choice but to speak to you now.
Fabiano, I don't know who it is.
It's Father Dino from over on Third.
Yes, I'm Father Dino, Mrs. Mahone. I'm here because... Eduardo, stay. Stay, I said.
My boy, what did you do? Tell me, Padre.
I came here tonight only because some of the other boys told me Eduardo intended to run away. That, believe me, must not be...
Tell me, what did you do?
Nothing, Mark.
You don't talk. Father, say what? He take what?
Our church, we have a fund. The pennies of the boys to pay for athletic equipment and such. Part of our church activity, you understand?
Hey, Eduardo steal from the church.
Believe me, Mr. Mahone, I investigated carefully.
Eduardo?
Honest, now you can believe me, I didn't steal from the church.
Mahone, you are from the old country, I too. And to come at a time like this is a hurt I could not do if what I say was not God's truth. The boy is young. The crime is a black one. And the police should be...
No, wait.
Well?
I did it.
Fabiano.
But you... I did it, huh? I tell you, I just...
Yeah, boy, you...
I took the door, I took it. Me, not the kid. Me.
You were always one of my best. I can't believe, to be honest. If I took you to the police, the other boys... Well, Bill, tell me, why did you do
it? I took it. That's enough, ain't it?
No. The reason. If you could only give me the reason, justification, maybe
I tell
you. Mr. Mahone.
He do it for his papa.
Huh?
And for his papa. I don't understand before, now I know.
Tell me.
Fabiano, he know that papa always here. When he died, he went nice funeral. Penny flower, everybody riding up the mobile, lots of vino for his good friends. But papa died quick. I don't get enough money for all that. I go here and there. Nobody should have money for me. And yesterday, Fabiano, he come and he put money in my hand. He said, for a nice funeral, papa, mamma mia. Then you see, holy father, he take money for make his papa a nice funeral. It is a sin, but it is such a great sin to take him to the Felicia. It is such a great sin, holy I remember that day when you were 16, Eduardo. Should I cry for you now because of the two lies that day? And the lie I told the Holy Father, and the lie your brother Fabiano told to the Holy Father, so the police would not get you. See, two lies to the Holy Father. See, that's why I should cry for you now, Eduardo. What else should I remember, Eduardo? so many days to remember. When you were 20, should I cry for that day?
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. What can you say?
Oh, Mama, Mama, you spoiled it. I almost made it.
You may break my ear. Just because you're happy, that don't make you no Caruso, my son.
Caruso was never as happy as I am tonight, Mama. Tonight, I'm a king of Ireland, standing on a cliff, ruling the world.
So?
Oh, now, all right, Mama. Tonight, I'm the greatest Italian bel canto that ever lived. With the world right at my feet.
No, my son. Tonight, you are just a plain Americano boy who thinks maybe he... How you say? Maybe he go places in this world.
Oh, wise guy. Yeah.
The door, Fabio?
Hmm? No, I don't think so.
Better go see.
No, Fabian, don't bother. It's only me.
Eddie.
Yeah. And a two-pack soup.
Boy, are you some...
How are you, boy? Hello, Mama. You glad to see me?
Yes. Why not?
Yeah, your cheeks are warm, Mama. Like a young girl.
I'm glad you're home, Edward. Eddie.
Eddie's right, Mama. Good America.
You're looking great, kid. How do you feel?
The heart. You have no more trouble?
No, I'm okay. How do you like the coat?
Yeah, the cat's pajama.
Cats don't wear them. Not at $150.
$150. Say.
You make lots of money, Eddie.
Got big expenses, Mama. That's why I ain't been thrilled. Well, so nice to you as I'd like to be.
I have everything of what I need.
I got big plans for you, Mama. Believe me.
Right now, Ed. How about taking your coat off, sitting down, and staying a while, huh?
See, Frank. I bring you supper. Maybe it's the cold now. I heat it
no,
up.
No, no, huh? Come back here, Mama. I didn't come here to eat.
Flavio?
No, I ate already, believe me. I want to talk to both of you. Something plenty important.
Important?
Yeah. A real chance for you, Fabian, believe me.
Yeah.
Oh, Fabiano, he's got his chance already, Eddie.
What do you mean?
He's going business.
Yeah, yeah, at the end of the month. Store for myself, over on 4th. Well, it sort of fit right in. Yeah, perfect.
What do you mean?
The more capital you got the business, the more chance you got to stay open to a big business, right?
Yeah, exactly. Huh, Mama?
I don't know what to talk about.
I'm going to tell you, Mama. Say, Ian, could you use a couple extra $1,000 from the business?
Could I?
All right. Here's one of them here.
Boom. Look.
Go on, take it, Mama. That's real, believe me.
$1,000.
And it's got a twin system with the same numbers up in the corner that you can get in a week. That's nice, huh?
Ed, I don't know what to say.
And Father, why you gave this money away?
The name's still Eddie, Ma. And I'm not giving away. It's for services rendered, like they say, and it ain't exactly my doing the first thing.
Well, all right, but what's it all about?
See, we listen.
It's about $2,000. $1,000 in your hand right now, and the other $1,000 in a week.
But why? You don't hardly see you for weeks and you shove money in my hand. Why?
Keith, okay.
You know, I'm in a trucking business.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, like any business, you're in it to make money. You don't ask too many questions. So I was like that, so now I'm in a little trouble and you can help me out.
Trouble?
Nothing important, Mama. Believe me.
What's the matter, Ed?
I'm trying to tell you. Tonight, a couple of my trucks went out on the road. They were carrying merchandise. I didn't know anything about it. They didn't come back.
What does that mean?
Means I'm in trouble, Mama. But my brother helps me out.
What can I do? I don't even know what it's all about.
I'm telling you. The trucks are carrying liquor and the government's got them now. Two brand new ones for 30 cents.
Wait, Eddie. Why did the government take away your trucks?
Mama, did you ever hear about prohibition?
Sure, I know about prohibition. But what did God do with your truck?
Ed, you've been bootlegging.
Well, both of you listen to me. A guy comes in yesterday. He says he wants to rent a couple of my trucks to deliver some merchandise tonight. Fresh cut flowers, he tells me. So he pays me my price and I give him the trucks and the drivers. The trucks go out and right outside of town they stop by the Fed man. So this guy loses his hooch, and I lose my trucks.
Why, you lose so much money.
Yeah.
You can always buy a new truck, but you can't buy what I stand to lose if you don't help me out, Fabian.
I still don't get it.
My name wasn't on the trucks, but my drivers, they didn't change the license plates like I always told them to do when they was carrying a load they wasn't sure of. That means the federal guys have traced the plates and the trucks right back to me. You get it? To me.
Well, you say you don't do nothing.
Sure, but what good that's going to do me with those guys. Fabian, you got $1,000 now. You get another $1,000 in a week if you do this. Just tell those cops them two trucks belong to you.
Me?
Eduardo, what are you talk?
I'm talking sense and $2,000 for Fabian and my whole future, don't you see? Give me the thing on me. Nothing but that I rented some guy the truck, that don't mean a thing.
Well, then why
do I to tell you? The big boys out the city hall, they think I got plenty of the ball. They want me to get into their racket. Yeah, all right. It's been a kind of bust thing, and this truck business out. My whole chance of politics goes out the window.
But
you'll save. If you get in on it, so what? So you get your name in the paper, who cares? In a couple of hours, it's all fixed up and forgotten. You can all dump that store into a big business.
Well...
Hey, do it for me, will you? Ma, tell him to do it. The whole rest of my life depends on it, Ma. Believe me, Ma.
You see how well I remember everything that happened at night, Eduardo. Every word you said. Every word. Should I cry for you now because I believed you? Because I made your brother do what you want him to. Say that the trucks were his.
Any further disturbances and I will clear the court. And so it is the verdict of this court that you, Fabian Mahone, are guilty of the illegal transportation of alcoholic beverages in violation of our federal statutes. And I hereby sentence you to 6 months in the federal penitentiary and fine you the sum of $5,000. This court will now be in adjournment until 10 o'clock in the morning.
Should I cry for you now? Should I cry for you now, Eduardo, for that? No. What else can I remember then, Eduardo? The day when you were thirsty. Let me remember.
Mama. Mama, listen. Hasn't she got a laugh like Belle?
See, Fabian.
And pretty, huh?
She ain't so young.
Oh. You mean too young for me?
Oh, no, Fabiano. She's good for you. You carry too much on your shoulders for too long. She laughs. She good for you. Just like you are good.
Thanks, Mama.
Fabian! Mother
Mahone,
come on in the water.
In a couple of minutes, darling.
All right.
Look at her slicing around, huh? Like a pretty little girl, eh, Mama?
Fabiano, tell me something.
Oh, of course.
You are happy where you are?
Oh, sure, Mama. It's a great little town. Yeah, not too little, either. You know, you ought to see the main street. That's where my story.
Mm.
Saturday, busy as Coney Island on a hot winter day. Now that we'll get along, Grace and me. Mama, the way you're looking at me, all right. Out with it. What's on your mind?
You come a long way to make your old mama happy.
Oh, no.
But today, your mama do something maybe you don't like.
Mama. Mama, you do something I wouldn't like?
Yes.
What, for instance?
Look.
Hmm?
He come down a boardwalk. You know him? It has been so long since the trouble, my son.
Mom, go.
No, stay, Fabiano. Catch it.
No.
For me, Fabiano. I get old. I got two sons. When I go, you must still be brothers.
Brothers.
Shake hands, huh? 10 years. They make lots of things different, my son. Eduardo is being political. To everybody, he's very, very respected.
Yes?
You and me, we know, Fabiano, but to the world, he must come to your wedding this week, or to go and dance and drink, you know, like a brother.
Oh, there you are, Mama.
Please, Fabiano, with my heart, huh?
Oh, I don't know why you have to come running out of here to the stinking ocean. The minute it gets a little hot, then I got to come chasing out the minute you wave a little finger. So what's the line?
Eddie, you don't know who this is?
Look, Ma, I'm a busy man. I've got
Fabian.
Eddie.
You should
have.
It's good.
Mother, hold. Babe, did you come down here? Grandma just... Oh.
Grace. This is my brother, Ed. Ed, this is Grace Murray. We're going to get married.
Yeah? Oh, Grace. You were right, Mama. It's funny, Grace.
Pleased to meet you, Grace.
Yeah.
Please.
I cry now for that time you first meet her, Eduardo. Or should I cry for the days after that?
Come on, get in the car, both of you. Sadie, what's the matter with you? You're going to show your girl the town, aren't you? So I got a car and you have it. So go on, get in the car and I'll tell you the work. Go on. Get in, Grace.
Sure about that.
Showing you the town will be a pleasure. Believe me. Take it easy. Enjoy the game, Grace. Baby will be along any minute. And even if he don't show up, I'll show you this time. Yeah, sure, he said he'd get here by the third inning. What if he don't show up? I know my way out of this ballpark, believe me. Enjoy yourself, Gracie. Enjoy yourself. All right, baby, all right. Relax. It's a swell night. Well, say, don't hurt him. I mean, so we take a little ride. So what? I'm going to be your brother-in-law, son. So we'd like a family, eh? Relax, baby. I'll get you home. Free, huh? Believe me.
Days you steal with her, or should I cry for that one night when she cried? Gracia, what?
Go away.
I don't know what. I think maybe you sick. Oh, you gotta tell me, Gracia. Fabiano, he won't be back till tomorrow. Gracia, little bambino, you tell Mama how you think, huh? Fabiano come home, she'll not find you like this.
Don't worry. He won't find me here.
Huh?
Oh, please leave me alone.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Why are you saying that Fabiano, he don't find you when he come back? You tell me, girl, what you mean. Tell me.
No.
Tell me, you hear? Tell me. I don't let you go. I don't let you hurt my father, Aldo. Gracia. What do you say? Who? Tell me who? Who? Eduardo. Should I cry for you now because of that night? While I ask who? Never inside I know before she answers. You. Still I don't cry. I remember all there is to remember about you. And yet I... No. Wait. Maybe if I think of that last night, when I went to you to talk about her, maybe if I think about that.
Well, all I gotta say, Mama, is this is a heck of a time and I just bought it.
I have things to talk to you.
You know, the older you get, the sturdier you get. Look, it's late. I don't feel well. Get it off your chest. Get out of here. Let me go this way.
Eduardo, all I say is this. You leave her alone now.
What are you talking about, huh?
Fabiano, he come home tomorrow. They get married soon. All right. Everything should be all right. So you leave her alone now. You never come over. You never talk to her. Just nothing, Eduardo.
You're a pretty wise old lady, Mama. Smart like a fox. But maybe I don't like foxes, and maybe I don't like you, Mama, so maybe I don't listen.
Eduardo, I say it once more. And you hear me good, so you remember. You leave her alone as long as you live. You hear, Eduardo?
I'll tell you something, Mom, and ask you if you hear. I don't feel well. The doctors told me I need rest, see? Rest. So come on, get out of there.
You leave her alone?
No.
Eduardo, what do you say, Fabiano?
I was a fall guy. He always was and he always will be. No, Mom, I'm not through with little Gracie yet. Not by a long shot. What are you going to do with that?
I do this.
and this.
You hit me.
But I hit too late, my son.
You hit me. Me. Nobody ever lay a finger on me before, you hear me? Nobody.
Wanda, what
is... I can't stand being hit. Make me sick inside.
I got to hit.
Nobody hits me, you hear me? Nobody.
What?
You can't get away with it, and you won't get away with it, because I'll... You won't?
Wanda.
Eduardo.
That was the last I can remember, Eduardo. You fall on the floor, and you stay there. I hear your breath cough on me. I remember your papa fall like that, when he's a heart. I cannot move. I stand. I watch. I do not move. I'm in 1 minute, 2 minutes, you are still quiet. I hear your first breath, Eduardo. I hear you laugh. You were no good, Eduardo. But you were my son. Why can't I cry for you? Why can't I cry for you?
Just heard History of a Mug, a play by Arch Obler. The leading role was taken by Miss B. Benaderet. The original musical score was composed and conducted by Jack Meekin. Next week's play will bring you a new comedy by Mr. Obler. A few weeks ago, you heard A Gallery of Fig Shots, Feminine. In response to numerous requests, Mr. Obler has written a sequel, which we'll broadcast next week. Its title... A Gallery of Big Shots, Masculine. This will be the 22nd in the special series of 26 plays written, directed, and produced for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Obler. Tonight's play was transcribed for presentation at this time. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.